Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
It is Friday, my favourite time, so that must mean it's time for
FIENDS.
Jen's Friends.
Just Friends.
It's time for Jen's Friends on 2FM, and today I have the one and only PJ and Kevin from the I'm Grand Man podcast. They're in studio.
Hello.
Hello. Your favourite friends, aren't
favorite
we?
Favourite friends. Can't
you
get
can't
rid of
get rid of us, nope. Yeah. Nope. We're like a bad smell. Oh, and we talk in unison, apparently.
Now, the last time you were on, you were a bit worse for wear.
We were a bit hanging, weren't we?
We were hanging out our hoops,
we won
we?
The
can
tour.
We say hoop?
Can you say hoop on radio?
It's not.
Anyway, we were wrecked. But now we're bushy-tailed today.
Yeah. And we've had our morning coffees as well, so we're good.
Okay. We're sorted.
Where are you living now?
I'm in Kilmainham. Yeah. Loving it. Loving it.
Was it a nightmare trying to get a place, or did you get lucky?
Yeah, oh, don't talk about it. I'm still traumatised from that.
I was traumatised and I wasn't even moving over. And I was like, I was taking on secondhand stress.
I was putting on an Instagram story trying to get some fans of the podcast to let me move in with them. I was so stressed. I was like, any spare rooms going, girls?
And did that work out for you?
No, it didn't.
Okay, that's
I got
creepy.
A few crazies, but it was then I was like, oh, I value my life more than a room. So then we kept looking and we got a gorgeous
Well, the house you're in, lovely. The fella's wife listens to the pod, right?
Yeah, so there was a bit of a...
Nepotism.
Bit of nepotism
something.
Happening, whatever that is.
Whatever that is. You're just calling in favours. Yeah.
But I'm loving it.
Is this your first time living in Dublin?
Yeah, ever, yeah. So I'm all exploring. I'm like a tourist. When I first got here, I put up like a TikTok being like, I don't know who I am because I'm not this like gay living in London anymore. And then they were like, welcome to depression underneath it, commenting. And I was like, Dublin's gorgeous. And I was like walking around and now I'm like loving it. To the point where I'm defending it to people. They're like, I know, but like London's better. And I'm like, no, it's not. Dublin is where it's at.
Okay, so you are the first Cork person in history to defend Dublin.
It's really weird, isn't it?
No, I love Cork as well. You're gonna get me killed now. I still
Why
love
didn't you
Cork.
Move back to Cork, doll? You've got a cheaper gaff as well.
Because exactly. My boyfriend lives here.
Yeah, relocate down to Cork Blarney Street.
Maybe in the future.
And your mum has a fine big gaff up there by herself.
Really?
Am I actually telling everyone where your mum
lives? Yeah, you're actually telling everyone where my mum lives.
Thanks for that. So how's life?
Life's good, yeah. We're tipping away,
busy,
you know, ourselves busy out. And I don't know about you, but as soon as that spring solstice hit, I've just been in the best of moods.
Yeah.
That hour, extra hour in the evening does me, and I know it's a bit of a cliche and people are like, oh, grand old stretch. It does me the world of good.
Bit of vitamin D.
It really does. Do you know
absolutely
what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's
you're
weird,
dead
but I'm
right.
Adjusting to life without PJ because, like, we've lived together in London the last, what, 5 years together? And
do you miss him?
You know what? I'm actually
no.
thriving. I'm not
no,
gonna
he jump. Doesn't.
I don't know. What it is, I'm after moving in with two Belfast lads, they're both adorable, both raging homosexuals as well, so that's been lovely. But it's just been nice because we were doing everything together.
Yeah, we were like working together, eating together, going out together.
We were going to the gym together.
Gym together, like literally everything.
We were
really
going for our daily
pockets.
Coffees together.
And I saw on your Instagram that you actually found it weird because you were doing this thing where you got 20 quid each, you're going into charity shops and you were doing a piece to camera, as I call it, and you were on your camera phones, you're on your iPhones and you were talking to the camera, but you felt really uncomfortable without the other half.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
We never like vlog or whatever in public without each other. Yeah. So I was like, literally like, hi guys, so I'm going into this charity shop. Like I was undercover because I was mortified.
Yeah. And there was like lads kind of, we were doing it in Hackney and there was lads kind of looking at me and I was like, oh, if PJ was here now, they wouldn't be looking at me because he's 6'4". You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they were getting kind of brave. And then I was kind of, I was feeling a bit shy.
Okay, so you'll have to get used to that, the vlogging without each other because you're in different cities now. But the podcast, don't worry, will still continue.
It is.
Podcast, we've a release date to be announced.
There's rumours going around that we broke up.
And which we're kind of loving.
Which we kind of love for the PR, you know what I mean? Mm. It's good for the PR.
Yeah. We were thinking of faking an actual feud, but we're just going to lean into like the narrative that we're fighting.
You should just go into the George and have a massive my fella's a stunt guy, so he can choreograph a fight for you.
Oh my
and
god!
We can have like swinging shoes at each other and pushing each other,
idea.
And you won't even hurt each other. Do it in the middle of the floor.
I do a great fall.
Do you?
Yeah. Through the knees. It's because I'm a trained dancer.
Contemporary dancer trained.
Do we want to see the fall?
Yeah, okay. I'm just going to put the camera on you. Hang on now. Okay.
Let's
sure the
do the fall.
Wait, will I fall forward?
Hang on there. Let me get my phone in. Hang on, I gotta do it.
You were trained well. Do you want me to, okay, I'll pretend that we're in the George, okay?
Okay, so you're in the George and...
What did you say?
Wait, as it started.
It started, yeah. Okay, go. Out.
What did you say?
What?
Oh my God, that is epic.
Now, that was actually so good.
But also, am I like a gay parody with the scream?
But I loved it.
Yeah, I
well done.
Loved it as well.
You flung yourself to there your knees. There you go. There.
But it's all, can I just say, girls, you're only as old as your knees.
Yeah.
So if you're ever doing anything, even if you're out in the back doing the gardening, put some padding down or put some knee pads on because honestly.
I was going to say, the first thing my husband would do with you is put knee pads on. Protection. Mm. Protection. Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Very important. Mm-hmm. Listen, I want to ask you about a couple of things we were talking about this week because we had a couple of stories that lit up the text machine, right? Mm-hmm. And one was dental work abroad, right? Because on Wednesday we spoke about Lisa Martin from Kerry, who is warning people about getting dental work done abroad. Yeah. She calls it turkey teeth because people are going to Turkey and getting their teeth done and it's not working out well. Now, Kevin.
Yeah.
You've recently had a run-in with your dentist.
See, the thing is, right, as someone whose teeth are very apparent in their mouth... You can tell my two big front teeth there. They're
you've
fairly
lovely,
big, right?
You've lovely teeth.
No, I look after them. And I've always looked after my teeth because I'm like, it's one of the controllables, right? If you brush your teeth twice a day and you do your flossing and stuff, you can look after
electric
them.
Toothbrush as well, top tip.
Oh, anyway, you have to.
Oh, we're all about the electric toothbrushes. Yeah. We're doing a spawn and everything. But the thing is, right, I lost a tooth there way back when, my first year of uni when I was in Cork and I was being a bit crazy. And anyway, tried to hop over at the barrier to get into a club. Fell flat in my face. Knocked out a tooth. But I never... had the money to replace them properly because I was moving to London. I was like, that's what I was saving my money for. So then it's only been the last while in lockdown I was kind of saving a bit of money because we were in the fortunate position that we were working away and I wasn't really spending much on clothes to be going out or anything. So there about 2 months ago I got an idea in my head that I pop into the dentist and maybe get a price on it. Anyway, honest to God, it knocked me for 6 hours. I was ready to burst out crying inside in the chair. She was telling me it's 850 quid for the one crown, right? Porcelain crown. 850 quid. And the thing is, then I'm like, it's probably worth it, but I equate it to other things. And I'm like, that's a holiday.
That's a hall.
That's a 2 week hall somewhere
now. That's a month's rent.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So I was like, absolutely not. But then I remembered that I'd actually matched with a dentist. On Tinder at the start of lockdown-ish. And we were kind of, you know the way you were just kind of chatting to everyone at the height of lockdown. So I might have dropped him a message even though it was probably the start of lockdown since I was chatting to him last.
You,
and I
hey
just
babe,
said,
it's been ages. How are you?
I just goes, hey babe, how are you getting on? No, we haven't spoken in a while. I just want to see what you're up to.
You just popped into my head randomly.
Because the thing is, even if I wasn't looking to rekindle the love, I was like, maybe he might be willing to cut me a deal. But I tweeted about it then. And the amount of people, there was a huge discourse going on underneath the tweet because people are saying, go abroad, get to Turkey, go to Bulgaria, go to Hungary. And then there were all the dentists were chiming in. They were like, please don't, because like in terms of aftercare and all the rest of it. But then again, I don't know how anyone's going to be able to afford to...
do it here.
Sort it out. Do you know what I mean? Because like the way
I've had a lot of people go and have amazing work done. Yeah. Yeah. I had a fella nearly crying on the phone. He said he smiled and it brought tears to his eye. He had problems since he had no teeth since he fell down the Ballymun Flats when he was 3 years of age or something. So I think research is key.
Research Completely. Is key. It
with
is.
Anything.
There's cowboys over there as well. So if you do your research, it'd be fine. But yeah, it is very expensive here. You have them sorted though. Yeah.
No, that's so it's her there.
Oh yeah.
She's the only one. She's a bit discoloured.
What
it's only when
have?
I smile.
You can live with that.
And see, the thing is, typically my lip. Pardon.
Is it a crown or what? What's in there?
I need to get a crown.
What
that's
do you
just
have at
the like equivalent to like a cap or like a fish or seal, as my mum would say.
My mum got one of them recently, and she was like, she can't eat with it. She was eating out of the side of her mouth when she visited me in Dublin. I was skitting.
Also, another alternative when I first got this work done, and it's maybe worth looking into because it is that bit cheaper. If you're near the dental hospital, you know, like in I went to the CUH. Can't remember the girl's name there, but you know who you are.
Shout
I'm a famous podcaster these days, and you probably weren't expecting this on the radio this morning. But fabulous work in there, and obviously it's being overseen by their seniors or by their lecturers.
Yes.
Oh, no.
It's like
good
the
tip.
Students.
So you're getting
students.
A good quality of work, and it actually works the same when we're over in England. Like there's a place you can go to get there's people studying to become massage therapists. Yeah. So when you're looking to have your body, but it's at a cheaper rate because they're only learning.
No, I pop to Turkey. I just do my research and I just want to sit by the pool.
It's the fact that you can kill two birds with the one, and you're getting a bit
you
of
get
R&R
as well.
In it as well.
I'll just do my research.
Do your research. Do your research. This morning, listen to this. So earlier we spoke about the fact that many gay teachers fear that their job prospects would suffer if they were to come out in school. And it got us talking about if there was if this is something that you have hidden in the past because of your work, and I want to talk to you guys about it. Is there is there still a stigma, do you think? What do you think?
I think there definitely is a stigma, but what I was saying to Kev yesterday was, like, it depends on the industry you're in, obviously. So obviously there's flaming homosexuals all over the gaff here. Yeah. So, like, but if you're, like, working in, like, a Catholic school, I can tell why people would be a bit more, like, apprehensive to come out.
Because of their backwards ethos.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like, as myself, like, I was, like, when I was working initially, I was, like, kind of not keeping it a secret, but just, like, not screaming it from the rooftops. Mm-hmm. But then I got to the point where I was, like, no, I'm going to tell everyone I'm proud of who I am. But then I always was doing it too much. So I was, like, in job interviews and I was, like, yeah, my boyfriend and I. And then they were, like, we haven't asked you about your boyfriend. They weren't homophobic or anything. They were just like, why do you keep talking about your partner?
But do you feel, because, how old are you now, PJ? I hate
asking. I'm 29.
Do you mind me? Sorry, before I ask that question.
Oh, Jesus!
How dare you?
Do you mind people asking you?
I do. I don't mind. No, I'm 29.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's looking fab, isn't she? She's getting the Botox done.
Yeah, she gets the Botox.
On the reg.
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing?
You have to get it done young. Preventative. My sister's a beautician and she was like, get it done young. Sorted.
But he's doing me.
Not everyone needs it.
He's doing me dirty with
it. Sell it to me.
Yeah.
He's doing me dirty because we're the ones who have to take pics together and they're going, like, PJ's older, but he's looking like baby born, and I'm going around looking like Alan Sugar.
Kevin's favourite. Kevin's favourite thing to do is tell people I'm older than him, but I'm only older than you by like a few months.
Older, doll. Yeah, exactly. You're older, correct.
Anyway, yeah, so I'm 29.
Okay, so you're 29. So do you feel people of the LGBT plus community of that age feel they have to shout about it?
Yeah, I don't know. It's like, for me, like, I think people shouldn't even have to come out. So, like, if a straight person going into work doesn't have to be like, oh, by the way, I'm straight, you know what I mean? So I don't think queer people going into work should have to be like, by the way, I'm gay. Yeah.
But you know what? We had a principal on, Peckham. He's a principal of a school, openly gay, and a lot of very good points come in on the text saying visibility is key.
So important.
It is,
so
yeah.
If you guys were in school and you had a gay teacher who was openly gay, said, I have a partner who's male, whatever, then that kid who might be identifying as LGBT plus will have a role model and it'll be normalised.
It's normalised.
I think that's so important.
Yeah, so in schools, it maybe, it is important to say it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. And it's like, even with the podcast, we always get messages being like, oh, it's so nice to see like young gay fellas like enjoying their life. Because me and Kevin always say, even in films and stuff, when you see like a gay storyline, it's always the struggle of coming out or like the struggle of accepting yourself. Yeah. So it's nice when you have positive role models out there that you're like, oh, it's actually it does get better and you can have a happy life as a gay person, you
Absolutely.
Know what I mean? So I agree that like
are
it's
you,
nice
are you
to
guys
have...
telling me that you're role models now in the gay community?
I wouldn't say, like, we do get DMs.
We are known for having a bit of a laugh, and I think it is what PJ said, like any of those shows that are on TV that are so important that do talk about like queer history and the struggle and everything in between. But it's so nice to hear like joyous and like also, can I just say it, like being gay is such a laugh.
It's such a laugh.
I have such a laugh.
It's such a laugh. I actually feel sorry for straight people. No offense. Like,
I might try
girls.
It because it is. It try looks it. Like,
I've
been might.
To. Now your boyfriend, no, husband mightn't enjoy, but you can have a laugh.
I've been to very few straight night outs like in the last couple of years, but any of the few that I have been on have paled in comparison to my gay nights out. Do you know what I mean?
Why is that?
Drag queens, is it? Is it something to do with drag queens? No, it's just, I don't know, maybe.
But
it's
nice to see it, and you're so right, because there is a narrative that, and maybe young people might be a bit fearful because they feel, oh, my life, well, I'll have this struggle, but it's not like that. It's very joyous. It can be, you can have very healthy, happy lives, and it's important to showcase
Completely.
That. And you are role models, that is not.
We're definitely privileged as well. We're
obviously, we know that. Like, and going back to schools quickly, our friend Podrick works as a teacher in an Educate Together school, and they had done a gay pride, and it literally, I was bawling, all the kids like with their little flags, and they brought in a drag queen to do story time and everything. We were
Educate
bawling
together.
A child made a speech. That's the way forward.
Educate Together, we love
it. We say
it.
That we're going to be slightly tackled by a priest.
There's going to be definitely a priest with a placard outside the school after this interview.
Good.
But I keep mentioning Educate Together schools. I've mentioned it enough now because I'm trying to get my daughter into one because they're very hard to get into.
Oh, you don't know better.
Hopefully. spoofing your way into a job. Let's talk about this because during the week we mentioned that presenter Maya Jama handed in her notice as a boxing channel at the boxing channel because she was hired. She's an excellent presenter, but hadn't a Scooby about boxing. Did you ever spoof your way into a job? Are you...
Yeah, guilty. Oh, yeah. Okay. Like, in a way that, like, I knew I'd learn it on the job.
Okay.
So, like, I was like, I think for, like, think Maya Jama only dropped down because she's too busy and she's like, I'm over the boxing and I want to do my own thing.
Do you want more glamorous gigs?
Is PJ going to name drop now? Is this what, because he loves
no,
to name drop?
No, I don't. And excuse me, I didn't name drop the last time I was on. Kevin told you I danced memory, not me, right?
Well, if I didn't slip it in, you were going in. I think it sounds a bit more humble when
go
it comes to me.
Anyway, so basically I was working in a restaurant in London and I noticed they didn't have a social media presence. So I was like, I know how Instagram works, pay me for a shift and I'll do your Instagram. And then I don't know what happened. I was in a pub and like just chatting to someone and they were like, oh, my colleague in Discovery Channel is going on mat leave and we need someone to run the social media. And I was like, I'll do that. Like, I was like, grand.
Yeah, well,
so I went into Discovery Channel anyway, started working there. But then I'm in the meeting with like the head of the Discovery Channel, and they're like, okay, so TX for this is on this day. All these terms I didn't know. So, like, the strategic rollout of the out of home plan is happening on this day. Me sweating. They were like, do you get that? Me, yeah. Runs into the bathroom, Googling every word that they said. And I was just Googling all like the terms for like, what does TX mean? What does out of home mean? All this stuff that I never clue. Coming back and be like, yeah, that's fine. The tweets are ready to go.
She's an actress, ladies and gentlemen.
But I learned on the job, and then I ended up working in advertising for like 5 years.
That's the way you do it.
Yeah. So you do think you can fake it till you make it?
Some form of spoofing. Now, you can't just go in and just... I never lied about my experience. But I didn't. Or my ability. Yeah. I was just like, I know how social media works. Yeah. I wouldn't be an expert, but I'll have a bash. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So wow. I just think there's a difference between completely lying and then actually... Do you actually lie?
Well, I worked in... Like, I'd worked in cafes before I moved to London, but then my friend was working in, like, kind of silver service in a really gorgeous restaurant in Bond Street.
Sorry, I know the story.
And she was like, I can get you a job, the tips are fab and everything. And I was like, yeah, fabulous. And she was like, you do have, like, silver service experience. I was like, definitely, yeah. And you know what I mean? I think coming from the acting background as well, I can at least make it look like I have
silver service, yeah.
Anyway, at one point, the special was Seabass, and your man had asked me to debone the fish. And I was kind of going, what?
Do yourself.
I brought it over and he just went, debone. And I was kind of going, oh, Jesus. And I was like, okay, give me 1 second. I popped it in the back. And again, I just looked up a YouTube tutorial about how to debone the fish. And I was like, what the heck? And I had to go out there with a fork and a knife and grab the skeleton. I still wouldn't know how to do it. But I was giving him fish fingers by the end of it. It was chopped up. I massacred that poor sea bass in front of him. Now, I kind of made it. I think
if you put on a show with the upper body, no one's the wiser. You know what I mean?
And if you're like, if he was asking me to do it, he didn't know how to do it either. So, you know what I mean? He was none the wiser.
Exactly. Well, listen, man, look at yous now.
Look at us. We're only faking the podcast.
We didn't know how to do a podcast either.
It's doing so well. So what's next for you guys? What's happening?
So we're currently planning the next season.
Okay.
So people don't lynch us in the streets. We are coming back. Just because the tour got delayed, the next season got delayed. But we're coming back. So at the moment, we're planning that.
And also another... projects or two happening behind the scenes.
I hate when you do
initially
that.
I was spreading this rumour that we were up for Eurovision, and then they actually announced who was doing it,
so we couldn't do that.
We had to kill that rumour, but we are doing one or two other bits.
Yeah.
Keep the eyes peeled. Can we mention the one about... No, we can't, because that's...
Yeah, you can you?
Which one are we on?
I hate us talking like this.
I'm going to pull down your mics and you can have a whisper. 1, 2, 3, go. Jesus Christ, lads.
Yeah. Are we?
Yeah, go on. Go on. Kevin's going to say
we're working on a TV series.
Yeah.
At the moment.
Which, you know yourself, something mightn't happen.
Yeah, exactly. It's not been green lit or anything, but we're working
away. I'll give you a word of advice here.
Hit me.
Give it to us,
if
Jenny.
If you say it's happening, it will happen.
Let's manifest. We're manifesting.
It's called public pressure on the organisation. They were going to give you a TV.
That's true as well.
Because you have so many fans, the podcast is so popular, this has to happen. So you are making a TV show that hopefully we're going to see very, very soon.
Yes.
A little series. I'm very excited about that.
Stunning.
It sounds amazing. And 51552, let me hear, would you like to see the lads make a series?
Come on, girls, get behind us.
Let's see. Is that what the public want? Onwards and upwards for you two. Thank you so much for coming in. There we go. PJ and Kevin Grandman Podcast. Me favourite boys. Thanks for coming in.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.